Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Can I Get It? As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics and emerge with enlightening insights. Today, we're delving into the world of pop music creation with a spotlight on Can I Get It, a song by the illustrious Adele from her fourth studio album, 30. Released in 2021, this track notably marked a shift in the artist's musical journey, intertwining personal narratives with upbeat rhythms. Can I Get It is not just another track on an album. It's a statement of musical evolution and personal growth. The song was crafted by Adele in collaboration with two renowned producers, Max Martin and Shellback. These aren't just any names in the music industry. They are architects of the pop music scene, known for sculpting hits with stars like Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, and The Weeknd. What happens when such dynamic forces merge with Adele's soul-stirring vocals and deeply personal storytelling? We get Can I Get It? Adele's 30 dives into themes of heartbreak, self-discovery, and acceptance, all common threads in her previous works. However, this track deviates slightly by embodying a more optimistic and upbeat tone. Structurally, the song stands out in its use of acoustic guitar lines that weave through the melody, a sound less common in Adele's earlier ballad-heavy albums. It's a breather of sorts, offering a lightness amidst the emotionally charged narrative of the album. Let me ask you, have you ever felt a song captures exactly where you are in life? Adele has a knack for hitting that emotional nerve, doesn't she? Her powerful lyrics in Can I Get It ask for genuine love and partnership that transcends the ordinary. It's not just about finding someone, it's about finding someone who can stand by you authentically and courageously. This lyrical journey can resonate on many levels for anyone stepping into a new phase of life or leaving a tumultuous chapter behind. But here's a thought. How does one's personal growth influence their professional creativity? For Adele, her transformation through life's trials seems to permeate her music, making each album a new chapter, not just in her discography, but in her personal diary. The use of more vibrant and dynamic sounds in Can I Get It? Could very well be a reflection of a lighter, more hopeful period in her life. In the production realm, the influence of Max Martin and Shellback is palpable. Known for their catchy hooks and polished production, they bring a freshness to Adele's sound that's both unexpected and welcomed. The inclusion of their pop sensibilities could be seen as a strategic move to reach a broader audience, or perhaps an experiment in diversifying her musical identity. What do you think? Is the evolution of an artist's sound pivotal to their relevance, or is it more a matter of personal growth and exploration? Let's bring in a real-life context. Imagine you've decided to make a significant change in your life, be it career, personal, or otherwise. It's daunting, right? But there's also an exhilarating rush, a new energy that drives you. This is what seeps through Can I Get It? It's Adele, but bolder and with a touch of exploratory zeal that invites us to dance a bit more, to feel a bit lighter. Now, think about how music, the beats, the rhythms, the crescendos, affects our own personal moods and choices. When you're faced with a decision to hold on to the familiar or to embrace something new, doesn't sometimes a particular song push you towards making that leap? Adele's shift might inspire in us a similar courage to try something new. To not shy away from evolving. As we close today's deep dive, I want to leave you with a question to reflect on. In what ways do you allow personal evolutions to influence your professional decisions or creative expressions? Can I Get It illustrates a harmony between personal change and professional output, a reminder that sometimes, to keep it real and raw, we must be willing to embrace the new chapters of our lives, just as Adele does. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Adele's Can I Get It? Delve into the track, feel its rhythm, and maybe let it inspire a little change in your life too. Until next time, keep seeking out the stories behind the music.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Can I Get It? Thanks for listening. See you next time.